The list of things which we absolutely know is not a long one, and we have not the luck to add a fresh one to it often, but I recognize that I had added one to mine this day. I know now that it isn't safe to sit in judgment upon another person's illusion when they are not on the inside, when you're not on the inside. While you're thinking it is a dream, he may be knowing it's a planet. And today I'd like to reinvestigate some differences of thought, some differences of paradigm. And to do this, I bring in the deceased part of this show, which is Terrence McKenna. Terrence McKenna had a lot of statements that he thought that there was a change that was coming, and I think that the people of the world now realize that we've been worshiping an illusion, and I think what we have to consider now is the deconditioning of this illusion through humanity. So, with this being October the 22nd, Captain Fred on the RBN, I'd like to start out again by replaying some Terrence McKenna clips. Sam, would you please start these?
So the conclusion that I reach vis-a-vis the individual and civilization is this. Culture is not our friend. Culture is not your friend. It's not my friend. It's a very uncomfortable set of accommodations that have been hammered out over time for the convenience of institutions. A young man gets his first dose of the news that culture is not his friend when told that he's going to be given an air ticket and some training and sent to an exotic country to kill its inhabitants in the name of some political ideal. You have to be fairly dense not to get the message at that point that culture is not your friend. It is using you for its purposes. You would never dream of doing what it now proposes as the only conceivably right and righteous course of action. Well, that's, you know, a black and white, a stark and enormous example of what I'm talking about. But I think every day, in thousands of ways, we betray our impulses toward wholeness, toward community, toward freedom, toward the spirit, by genuflecting two cultural values that are squirrely or toxic or simply wrong-headed or obsolete. Culture is not your friend. It's an illusion. What kind of an illusion is it? And this sort of leads on to the other thing I've come to. It's a childish illusion, is the kind of illusion it is. Recently I had a physical examination with my doctor, and after it was all over, he leaned back in his chair and he said, "Well, you know, most people your age in the 19th century were dead." Yes, quite true. People live a great deal longer in the 20th century. And consequently, I think part of what drives alienation is, it's like being, culture is like being taken in a crap game if you play long enough, you will figure out that you're being screwed. And, of course, if you die shortly into the game, it never enters your mind. We are all, some of you may have seen the little saying that hangs behind bars in Minnesota, if you get too soon, old, and too late, smart. Well, some of us are getting smart earlier and earlier. And what is seen through to them is the fact that culture victimizes, ideology victimizes. These things are all con games. Reality, culturally defined reality, is some kind of an intelligence test. And those who are joining are failing the test.
Business as usual is not on the menu, folks. We're either going to go into an era of immense resource scarcity, regimentation, governmental interference in our lives, tremendous propagandistic efforts to make us do one thing or another, or we're going to pull the plug on scientism and its stooges and the institutions which feed us. Capitalism is an interesting problem, more easily discussed now that communism is out of the picture. Capitalism is as anti-human a philosophy as you can possibly conceive, because at this very moment, we should be consuming less, manufacturing less, selling less, transporting less. And what's the battle cry? Free trade everywhere. What does free trade mean? It means my right to come to your country and sell the most outlandish junk you've ever seen, and you will have no right to turn it away, because in the name of free trade, crapola has to go everywhere. See, they try to tell you that capitalism and democracy are not at variance. Actually, the whole Marxist-Leninist socialist thing was a side dish. The real life and death struggle is between capitalism and democracy. Democracy says everybody has an innate worth that must be honored. Capitalism says those who die with the most toys win. You cannot reconcile these two things. So I think we're coming to a great crisis of fundamental, our relation to our own fundamental institutions. I'm not anti-capitalist. I think capitalism needs to sever its connection to materialism. It is going to get uglier and more chaotic and more crazy. There is going to be more starvation, more fascism, more dictatorship, unless we do something, until we do something. And it can, how bad is it going to have to get before people say, you know, we're doing something wrong? You know, people dance on the Russians, but you've got to admire people who have the guts to say, we did it entirely wrong, 100%. I mean, can you imagine in this country to being able to do things? You know, I mean, it may be coming. It may be coming. I've for years had a fantasy speech, which I always imagined that I would somehow end up giving. But it's the speech where you say, my fellow Americans, you have been lied to, screwed, and abused by these two criminal parties for 100 years. And your only hope is to overthrow the Republicrats and create a decent world to live in. Well, no Republican can make that speech. No Democrat can make that speech and be credible. It has to be somebody who wasn't in bed with either of those forces.
And what that means, then, is that people who can cut through these many, many illusions, the illusion of materialism, the illusion of business as usual, the illusion of benevolent institutions carefully guiding us toward reasonable destinies. If you cut through all that, if you disabuse yourself of all that, you will empower yourself to eventually be able to stand up in delicate social and political situations and just say, bullshit. That's bullshit. And this is worth considering doing simply because we have an imperiled planet on our hands. We have been, for a long, long time, the victims of illusion. Western civilization, Stephen Dedalus was right. History is a nightmare from which one must awaken, quite literally. I mean, we have been blind to what we have been doing. We are blind at this moment to what we are doing. If in a single moment the actual nature of our predicament were to fully make itself felt in the mind of any one of us, I think it would be paralyzing. It would be horrifying. We have waited till the last moment of the last hour. The house is burning down around us, and we rouse ourselves from the stupor of materialism, the stupor of Christianity and scientism, the stupor of male dominance, sexism, and racism. If we don't rouse ourselves from this stupor, the momentum toward extinction is now practically irreversible. It's not going to come from Time magazine or the Secretary General of the United Nations or anybody like that. We are monkeys, and monkeys love a hell of a good fight. And we have a hell of a fight bearing down on us because we have to clean up the mess. We're not going to go silently into the gentle night of extinction. It's just not going to happen that way. Creativity is going to be unleashed. Struggle is going to be an unavoidable part of trying to steer this battleship away from the cataracts of history in which we are now caught. And the gift from the past, from the 19th century, from the 1940s, from the psychology of Nixon and Johnson and that crowd, is a ticking bomb, except that it's a planet. And it's the greatest challenge to intelligence that intelligence has ever faced. And yet it's precisely the kind of challenge that intelligence should be able to meet, because what it requires is large-scale strategic planning, implementation of visionary responses. It is not incremental. It's sudden, complete, and dramatic. And I really believe that there will only be one chance. You know, we are circling the runway of post-history, and the engines are running low, and there is one approach, and then, you know, if you miss that approach, you're into the drink. We are in an extraordinary transition. Everything that has worked now doesn't, meaning global economic systems, control of the spread of epidemic disease, so forth and so on. All these systems are breaking down, and yet the new systems are not yet in place. So this is a situation of extraordinary malleability and a situation in which people of great vision and great ego can make tremendous impact. So it's a very dangerous situation. We saw this in the 1930s in Germany and in Europe, where there were all kinds of potentials all kinds of possibilities. We forget how powerful a visionary Marxism was before the rise of fascism. Movements like Bauhaus and Dada and Surrealism all had agendas which disappeared then under the rise of fascism. This must not happen again. And what it has to do with is resisting images that are coming from the reality studio, resisting the images that are coming off the tube, coming through the newspapers, and creating a community based on psychedelics, sexuality, sensitivity, and good sense. And what good sense will mean in this situation is the preservation of the earth, the preservation of diversity, deconditioning from product fetishism, deconditioning from energy overconsumption. All these things we understand, but we seem to lack the power to change our minds, or if we have that power, then the power to change other people's minds. And I am into psychedelics not because I think it's a sure thing, but because I think it is the only game in town. In other words, it's the only thing I've ever seen change an individual on a time scale similar to the time scale that we have if we're going to make a difference. I've seen over and over again, I'm sure many of you have, people go into a psychedelic jerks and come out halfway decent human beings, 8 hours later. We need a pharmacological intervention on antisocial behavior, or we are not going to get hold of our dilemma. And there have been dystopias based on drug intervention on aggressive behavior. You all remember Brave New World, where every time anybody raised their voice, they were given a gram of soma and told a gram is better than a dam. And so nobody ever had a thought in their head, well, that's a terrible drug, let's not introduce that. Uh-oh, the bad news is we've had it for decades. It's called television, you know. We have millions of people in larval, low-awareness lives in their little condominium apartments just ladling this garbage into their minds. The average American watches 5.5 hours of TV a day, so imagine how much time these people watch. I mean, to think of that as human at all, if that were a drug, we'd be up in arms. You know, if people were loaded at home with that level of mental condition day after day after day, we would do something about it. We need to think about these things because we have bought into the idea that we have to serve and behave and be enslaved, else chaos will engulf the world. We need to carry out our analysis of the situation to the point where we can embrace chaos and see that chaos is the environment in which we all thrive. We may have a crack at this. A global society is coming into being. A global society made out of information that was not intended to be ours.
Well, Terence McKenna obviously has his own ideas of how to make these changes, but I don't think anybody could argue with some of his observations. We've been in an illusion for for over 100 years, and it's up to us now because there is an awakening. The alternative is presenting things that are wakening people up. This is Captain Fred, RBN. We'll be back in a few minutes.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Welcome back. This is Captain Fred. This is October the 22nd, 2016. Republic Broadcasting Network. Today, we're recapturing some ideas I think that Terrence McKenna got right. He grouped a lot of social social institutions together in I guess a little random fashion. But I think in all he really does hit home the idea that the illusions that have been created are beginning to come down, and that what we need now is a deconditioning from this illusion that we've been I guess a victim to more than anything else. And when I say deconditioning, what we need to do is create a different way to think, a different way to think about the information that we use to run our lives. And I'd like to start back with the Terrence McKenna tapes there. Sam, have you got them up there again?
But which is ours through the mistaken invention and distribution of small computers, the printing press, all of this stuff. Information is power, and information has been spilled by the clumsy handling of the cybernetic revolution by the dominator culture in so that it is everywhere. Never has the situation been more fluid. Never have the opportunities for infiltration insurrection and hell-raising been more present at hand. The only style that can perhaps seize the controls of this sinking submarine and get it back to the surface so that we can figure out what should be done. If we continue as we have, then, you know, we're doomed. And the judgment of some higher power on that will be they didn't even struggle. You know, they went to the boxcars with their suitcases and they didn't even struggle. This is too nightmarish to contemplate. We're talking about the fate of a whole planet. Why are people so polite? Why are they so patient? Why are they so forgiving of gangsterism and betrayal? I believe it's because the dominator culture is increasingly more and more sophisticated in its perfection of subliminal mechanisms of control. And I don't mean anything grandiose and paranoid. I just mean that through press releases and sound bites and the enforced idiocy of television, the drama of a dying world has been turned into a soap opera for most people. And they don't understand that it's their story. And that they will eat it in the final act if somewhere between here and the final act, they don't stand up on their hind legs and howl.
The thing that was so great about the 60s and that is so frustrating about the 90s is people do not get pissed off. I mean, you know, I can tell you this and you can nod in agreement, but, you know, at some point the thing becomes so odious, so clearly intellectually bankrupt, so clearly toxic to any kind of human values that any of us can relate to, that you just have to put yourself on the line. And I don't know when that moment will come.
We have to put ourselves on the line. We have to put ourselves on the line, people. We have to say what we need to say. This is our moment. This is Captain Fred. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are
are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Of a change. The patriot is a scarce man and brave and hated and scorned. When his cause succeeds, the timid join him. For then it costs nothing to be a patriot. Sometimes I think that I may be a little off base with some of these ideas, but I think Terrence really hits home with some of his ideas and concepts, and I'd like to continue with that. Sam, go ahead and play some more.
But for me to say, I guess a switch will be turned in the unconscious, but there's enough evidence of outrage and muddle-headedness and outright evil around that sooner or later we're going to have to confront it. Otherwise, you know, this is a sinking submarine. And there is no way out unless people who really understand the gravity of the situation and the stakes make their voices heard. If we leave it up to the institutions that have been put in place over the last 500 years, these are anti-human institutions. These institutions hate the human race, hate ordinary people. And until we wake up to this, we're going to be their victims. We're the marks. Well, how do you like being a mark? You can just take so much of that, and then you just finally have to stand up and say enough.
There is no middle way. The choices are either a hideous, nightmarish world, a Soylent Green kind of world, a world where people of privilege defend that privilege with tremendous establishments of armament and propaganda, and the rest of the world slips into poverty, starvation, desperation, and death. This is the kind of world that rationalists fear, and it's also the only kind of world that they can imagine, because they are bankrupt of inspiration and ideas. And so the entire effort of the establishment has become one of holding down panic, keeping the ball in play, keeping ordinary people and ordinary populations quiescent through drugs which are not psychedelic, through forms of media which are not transcendental and inspiring, but which are narcoleptic and deadening. I won't name any names here. And this is the fiction that we live in, and this is why our situation feels so schizophrenic. And of course, as we go through this presidential election, the contradictions are heightened almost to the point of nausea, because what is under discussion is what manner of fine-tuning shall be applied to the social machinery in order to make it possible to hold together the illusion of business as usual. And the answer is there is no such fine-tuning. It's all finished. And instead, what is needed is a radical openness to new ideas of all sorts. And I believe that once this radical openness to new ideas is given respectability, the boundless creativity of the human mind will be tapped into and come to our aid. What we have to do is back away from our obsession with things. We can no longer define our worth through attachment to things. We have to create a psychology that reinforces inner worth.
And what we have to do is stop looking for leadership from the top, because the least among us make their way into those positions of power. I mean, you can see that now. Those guys are not fit to throw guts down to a bear, any of them. And so, what we have to do is knock off this fantasy of being citizens inside a democratic state. I mean, what we are the propagandized masses inside a fascist dictatorship. And what people have to do is begin to form affinity groups, get their own shit together, get their own goals defined, and then move out into it and do it. It's not going to come from, the policy council of the Republican or Democratic Party. That's just silly to think that.
What this is all about in political terms is the empowerment of direct experience. We all are sold a bill of goods. Maybe you remember the Bob Dylan song where he says, "It is not he or she or them or it that you belong to." This is what psychedelics teach you. We're not going to learn it from Der Spiegel, from Time magazine. It doesn't come like that. Direct experience, your experience.
All right.
Your opinion, your feelings, your sexuality is the only real thing in your universe. Don't transfer loyalty to ideology, to money, to party, to friends. All of these things are outside of the core of your reality, and centuries of programming have been laid on to all of us to take away the power of our own direct experience. This is why psychedelics are illegal. They don't care whether people jump out of windows or any of that. They're not interested in public health. They do not want people to take back their minds. Yeah. And we're going to take back our minds. Soon. The sooner the better. That's really, to my mind, the bottom line. That's why this thing has potential world consequences, because an empowered individual in touch with their own existential core can do what that guy did with the 18 tanks. It was an idea that stopped the tanks, and it was an idea expressed not over state radio, not through the newspapers, but by one person taking a stand. You know, a great American philosopher, and I hope it was Emerson, said, if you are right, you are a majority of one. You are a majority of one. And this is what we all need to realize. We are responsible for ourselves, and we will set the agenda for the human future. The mushrooms once said to me,
citizenship should be placed over everything else, even learning. Is there in any college of the land a chair of citizenship where good citizenship and all that it implies is taught? There's not one. That is, not one where sane citizenship is taught. There are some which teach insane citizenship, bastard citizenship, but that's all. Patriotism. Yes, but patriotism is usually the refuge of the scoundrel. He is the man who talks the loudest. You know, Mark Twain said a lot of things that sometimes takes a circumstance or an experience to understand. And now, with this election coming up, as Terrence McKenna said during his election process, he's passed away, I think, 10 or 15 years now. But Terrence had the same situation with the election of his period. We're being fed in an illusion. We're being taught a bastard citizenship. Our country, right or wrong, according to Mark Twain, is an insult. Citizens have to take an individual stand as individuals. Every citizen of the Republic ought to consider himself an unofficial policeman and keep unsalaried watch and ward over the laws and their execution. It's Mark Twain, too. But we have given up listening to wisdom from the past. We listen to the tyranny machine. The tyranny machine tells us what we should or should not be thinking. We're focused on the absurdity of the Republican Democratic election when the operation of that election has already proven itself to be flawed. There's very few people now within our country that'll even argue that point, whereas 3 weeks ago or 4 weeks ago, that was the point. What we need to do now is we need to seize this moment where our equilibrium has been disturbed, where we are sensitive to truths, where we're sensitive to the change that can be made just by this understanding, this concept of that we have been lied to. We need to stand up and use the wisdom of God, the wisdom of God to stand up and say bullshit on this illusion of our slavery. I haven't asked for callers, and we're running pretty short right now on time. But if someone would like to call in and make comment, I'm welcoming that. Our number now is 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-9443. 313-9443. But let's understand that this republic is made of citizens, and the monarchy doesn't really care. But if we are to keep this republic, we as citizens need to understand that we've been fed for a long time a lot of lies. It is so complex and it's so deep. And I think if our listeners on RBN understand what they've been listening to, then there will be no change by us standing pat with the choices that we've been given. Last week I played some Greg Abbott talking about the Constitutional Convention and the need for a Constitutional Convention, that it takes 34 states to call a Constitutional Convention, takes 38 states to approve an amendment. The Balanced Budget Amendment will change a lot of this. The term limitations will change this. A flat tax will change some of these things. But this illusion that is in control of our tyranny box is continuing to keep us focused on the absurd, of the argument of Hillary or Billary or Bush or Trump. All of the media stands to gain from the continuation of this insanity. When we begin to look at how we've been lied to invade foreign countries, like Terrence McKenna began saying, it's the first wake-up call when you've been handed a ticket and a gun and you've been sent to a foreign country to kill somebody. That's your wake-up call. You may or may not be considering much past the realities of that experience. Lange talked about the mystification of experience, and that's what's happened to the American experience. Our experiences have been translated to not our own, but to what we've been told to believe. We've taken vacations to places we would never dream of going because we were taught to believe that this was a dreamy vacation. The illusions of our mental slavery continue to drive a perception of reality that's not on track with the future. Our future is being manipulated by these lies. When we can't see the truth, then we're captives of the illusion. I'm going to take an early break right now. This is Captain Fred. I'd like to take a little longer section here. We'll be back.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on 24/7 with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Played so much Terrence McKenna, and I've often thought about that myself. Why Terrence McKenna so appropriate for this discussion of the illusions our country has been captured under? And the reason why I say Terrence McKenna is appropriate is because he discusses the changes of consciousness with the chemicals of the topic drug. And if you've listened to this past show, then you've heard Terrence McKenna also call television as one of the most powerful sedative drugs that there is, because it does change the way people think. It changes the way you see things. It manipulates behavior. It is a drug. Television is a drug. Just as the SSRI drug that changes the way we think. Other hosts on RBN have related the effect of an SSRI to a block of the human conscience to the spiritual conscience. And I think that's happened with this whole paradigm that's being created with the television. We've created an illusion or a false reality. And it has to be a false reality, because humanity would not arm its children to kill other children for the reasons we have over the last 100 years are more precious than that. Our children need to understand that we love them in the future as much as we have in the past. Future decisions, these decisions about
while the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.